Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your game preview for the Chiefs' upcoming preseason game against the Carolina Panthers. In the first preseason game of the season, the Chiefs defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 41-39, and we saw a lot of non-offensive touchdowns. Heading into this game against Carolina, we want to see the Chiefs' offense drive the ball down the field and score, and also eliminate the negative plays. The Chiefs' offensive line gave up 6 sacks in that game, as well as the Chiefs' offense having 3 turnovers. Quarterback Alex Smith had a fumble, Tyler Bray had a fumble, and the Chase Daniel had the pick 6 interception. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, it's not giving up those big plays. Obviously, the pass deep down the field to A.J. Green early in the game is something that all fans are going to remember. But anytime you give up 39 points in a preseason game, people are going to take notice. And that's something the Chiefs defense is going to have to shore up heading into this game against Carolina as the team prepares for their first regular season game against Tennessee. A couple of players individually to watch out for. For me personally, Travis Kelce. There have been a lot of talk about the tight ends throughout training camp. A lot of talk about a weapon in the passing game outside of Dwayne Bowe and Jamaal Charles for quarterback Alex Smith. And Travis Kelce can really put himself in a position to be the front runner, to be that guy with another big performance against Carolina. And on the defensive side of the ball, Jay Howard, the defensive end who's going to be starting for Mike DeVito, who's out with a hand injury. It's a really big opportunity for Jay to show people what he can do, show the explosiveness that he's shown in spurts, but show that consistently throughout a game. Those are the things to watch for in the Chiefs' upcoming preseason game against the Carolina Panthers. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.